Hey, Ash.
Hey, Taryn.
I love how...
What up?
I love how we... Great. Hey, like we haven't been talking for
like,
3 hours.
Like I wasn't just spilling to you all my like...
Like we didn't just like unpack the whole 2 weeks.
We'll be talking like so much and then we'll be like so bland. Just like, are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. Hey, Ash.
It's so funny. We're just like catching each other up on life. And then it's like, okay. Hey, Taryn. Hey, Ashley.
But, like, if you think, I mean, I guess the difference is we could greet, like, listeners. Like,
yeah.
What's
Hello,
up,
everyone?
But usually I say, hey, Ash, because I'm about to tell you a fun fact.
True, true, true.
So get off my back.
No.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Should we just not speak to each other until we start?
I don't think I can do that.
I can do
it. Like even today I was like, oh, there's a funny story I want to tell you. I can't tell you now because otherwise it won't be the same. It was so funny.
Yeah, if only you guys knew. There's so many times where we'll be hanging out and then we'll either be like, oh, we have to talk about this on the pod, or we'll be like, I'm not going to tell you this until we get to the pod.
Yeah.
So you guys stifle our friendship.
You really do. You're holding us back. You're getting in the way. I need you to knock it off.
But what's even more funny is 9 out of 10 times we completely forget and we don't talk about it on the pod. So we just don't ever talk about it.
We really need to get better at writing these things down because there's so many times where we've been like driving away and something funny would happen and I'd be like, ooh, put it in the notes app, and then neither of us will, and then we just completely forget and we'll come to record and I'll be like, what was that thing?
Yeah.
What was that thing that we were going to talk about and we can't remember?
Well, Ash, we've said it before, we'll say it again. Maybe we should actually start
putting effort. Maybe we should try harder.
In our podcast.
I just love the whole like, you know, relax, you know, we just show up and talk vibe.
Yep.
We should do better.
We can do a little better. Yeah. Just a little bit. But hello, everybody. Hi. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Taryn.
I'm Ashley.
And we're Unsolicited Advice. And we love to give advice.
Obviously. It's in the name.
It is in the name. And What was I was just going to say something and it blinked. Oh, it was really cool because a couple weeks ago, I got asked to go speak at a career day at like a middle school.
You would be so good at that.
Yeah, I know. I thrived.
I feel like I would do horrible.
I thrived.
I'd be like, hi, chase your dreams. Don't quit.
And people would be like, how did you do yours? And be like, I don't.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
I don't know. No, it was really fun, actually. So, the way this career day worked is there was like a bunch of professions there. So there was even like video game creators. Ooh. There was like army. There was doctors. There was like everything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And then I was like podcast. So it was really cool because I just kind of like talked about it. But also I feel like one of the things I mainly focus on, because if you look at like my life path, is very it's not a traditional life path as far as like the order. Like I took 7 years to graduate. Yes. All of my jobs were just like random. I knew somebody who was like, hey, this person's looking for a job. Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, why don't you do this? Or like you being like, hey, want to start a podcast? Like,
yeah,
it was all things I didn't really
chase.
And I didn't even necessarily have in my like goal. Mm-hmm. List, but I was saying, but what I did is I like said yes to things and I was very open to like what life brought me.
Yes.
So I like talked about that, and then also not getting down on yourself if like your path doesn't look like what society tells you it should mm-hmm. look like. So it was like really good, and I was talking about the podcast a lot, which like made me so excited because I don't know, it's like I'm just so used to this, like mm-hmm. this feels so natural, like yeah. It's Monday. We walk
in. We're in the studio. It's what we do.
We say hi to Michaela and Mandy. We talk for a while, and then we're like, oh, should we record? And yeah. It just feels so natural. So explaining it to a bunch of people from like the viewpoint of it's a podcast, and this is how we came to like the name and the concept, and this is what our viewers look like. It was just like so fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun. But made me even more obsessed.
I was gloating on my about you guys, my podcast. I went on a trip this last couple of weeks and I brought my tote.
The tote.
That I bring everywhere with me. It is my new go-to tote. And it's just so fun because people will be like, wait, what does that say? And I'll be like, oh, this old thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just really my cool podcast merch. I have done that where I've just been like, oh, it's this pod. If it's a stranger,
yeah,
I'll be like, oh, it's this podcast. You should give them a listen. They're pretty, mm-hmm. It's pretty sick. I listen to them every Monday.
Yeah, sick off.
If they're like a stranger at the grocery store, that's my go-to phrase. I won't say it's mine because that just sounds wrong.
I feel like I, too, it's so funny because like we've been doing this for how many years, but still, like I was just getting my hair done and she was like, what do you do? And I feel like I never would be like, oh, I have a podcast. Like, that always felt, like, weird to me. Mm-hmm. But now I've started to be like, no, like, this is, like, a job for us, too. Yeah. Like, even though we, like, love it so much, like, it's something that we're, like, devoted to. So I've tried to get used to saying that and being like, yeah, I have a podcast with my best friend. It's, like, great.
You want to know a secret?
Sure. Maybe? Yes.
So I always... I'm very moody when it comes to when people ask, oh, what do you do? If I'm in a good mood and I'm in the mood to talk, then I'll be like, oh, I'm in YouTube, I'm in socials, I have a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. If I'm not in the mood, I always make up my job.
What do you mean you make up?
I'll make it up. I'll be like, oh, I'm a photographer.
Oh.
And they'll be like, still, oh, like, what do you do? I'm like, social stuff. But like,
yeah,
they won't, if ever I say... I have a podcast or I have a YouTube channel. People have a lot of questions, and rightfully so. I totally get it. It's still very much new. Like, but if I'm not in the mood to explain how it is, how I got into it, blah, 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 I'll be like, I'm a video editor. They're like, for who? I'm like, oh, this and that. And I just keep it really short. And then the conversation dies and it's so funny. But I have made up all kinds of, I've been a nanny. I've been everything. I work at Trader Joe's.
Like, what if there's, it's like, fun. Follow-up, like, oh, I work at Trader Joe's, which, like, please, you're just going to keep going?
I would just roll with it face. And keep it very, very short so they would pick up on I don't want to talk. But it's just this stupid, fun game that I've always played, and I can't do it with other people. It has to be, like, me in the car.
Yeah.
Actually, 90% of the time, it's me with a talkative Uber.
Yeah. I feel like my lazy answer is usually... like, I work in education or I'm a teacher. Because Because what I do is, like, it's such a, like, in-depth thing that either I'm going to, like, actually explain to you what I do or I'm just going to be, like.
And everyone knows what a teacher is. So it's like, cool. Yeah. So, interesting. Anyways,
good times. What are we talking
about? So if I ever run into one of you guys and you ask me, what do?
You'll know if she's feeling like, the conversation.
Costco.
Costco. I'm done. I want to be with you one time.
You never know what you're going to get.
Like, oh, yeah. Ash, tell him about last Tuesday. What happened in aisle 4?
Like, oh, we got this huge shipment. And Fred just dropped the ball. Fred.
Freaking Fred. Ash.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everyone why you have a giant scab on your chin?
So, I fell.
When I saw you, I was like, what's on your chin?
I was venting to Taryn. I feel like my game's been off. Like, my, like, equilibrium in my body has been off. Ever since I fell and hurt my shoulder, just things have just not been going my way.
It's been a snowball from there.
You already know I dislocated my shoulder, which turned into a fractured shoulder, and I still can't lift it. Then I recently went to Africa these last 2 weeks for one of my friend's wedding. It was honest to God, one of the most incredible trips of my life, but at the same time, one of the worst trips of my life because I got a stomach virus.
Yeah, and you did.
A lot of the people there got like travelers, you know, stomach problems. But mine was so different. Like, I had a fever and it was really painful and so, so bad. So it was just, I was in the worst mood, like, most of the trip. Finally got better towards the end. It was honestly incredible. I want to go back again and relive everything. And then.
Well, yeah, you described it. You were like, it was the worst trip of my life and the best trip of my life.
Everything we were doing was incredible. And every day, my boyfriend would be like, hey, how are you feeling 1 to 10? Do you want to stay back? Like, you totally can. And then I would just have a moment where I'd picture myself alone in the hotel room while everyone is having the most incredible time exploring South Africa. And I was like, that sounds worse. I was like, I will not. I'm going to go. So I just, like, took all the medication and I would most of the time just be, like, sitting in the corner in pain. But I was there and I powered through, and that's all that matters. Anyways, long story short. So yesterday, my boyfriend's car battery died. I had to jump his car, bring it back to my house. And we were trying to, like, it wouldn't start again. So he put it in neutral and I was in the front passenger seat trying to, like, turn the wheel while he pushed me and the car. And I was having a hard time turning the wheel because my shoulder.
Dude, yeah.
So then I had to hop out and he had to turn the wheel all the way over. And then both of us are pushing and I'm really half pushing because I can't with my shoulder. So I'm really only using one arm and putting as much of my weight as I possibly could. And then my arm slipped. My good arm.
My good arm
slipped. And then I just flew forward and my chin, like, bounced on the my chin bounced on the cement. It was, like, just such a quick little bounce. Like, it's a clean little scab. Like, it's just, like, one scab on the tip of my chin. And then my shoulder ended up hitting the car.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn it. Yeah. I can't catch a break. So my shoulder was throbbing the rest of the day. And now I have a cute little scar on the tip of my chin.
She told me, she's like, I fell. And I looked at her and I said, Ashley, how do you fall to the point where your face slams on the floor? Like, please walk me through it.
When you picture me pushing the car, I wasn't parallel to the ground.
Well, also, your mind probably went to my shoulder as you're falling. So
immediately,
I didn't brace.
Oh, ouch. No. And I was trying to not hit my shoulder. I ended up hitting it. But
yeah.
Anyways, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're so fine. We're jet lagged, but we are fine.
Oh, poor honey.
And for scrapes and bruises,
I feel like that's a great tearing it up.
Yeah.
For you.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Real life, turn it up.
Real life.
But that will not take away.
No, absolutely not.
But I do have a turn it up for today. This one is really funny. And it is titled Nosebleed in the Drive-Thru.
Oh.
A turn
where
it up.
You were a chin bleed in the driveway.
Yeah. In the driveway. Not
you
to
guys
be
are
confused.
Cousins.
In the same family.
Yeah.
She writes, hey, girls. I would like to start off with the usual intro about how much I love you and your podcast. I have been a loyal listener since day one. A day oneer.
Wowzers.
and have recommended the pod to so many people. Okay, so now for the embarrassing story. Last Saturday night, me and my best friend Abby were craving ice cream. There's a Dairy Queen right by my house, so obviously we had to go. I haven't had a Dairy Queen.
Dude.
I haven't had a Dairy Queen in easily probably 15 years.
So good. My go-to.
Ooh, I don't even remember.
They have this thing. It's called a mocha mulatte. Mocha mulatte.
Mulatte?
Mocha mulatte.
Like moo as in cow moo?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is fire. Ooh. It's so good.
I don't even remember. I think I would get like a cookie dough.
Yeah.
Or
like
an
a
Oreo.
Blizzard or whatever.
Yeah. I don't, no clue. So they had to go. Getting back into it. When we get there, everything is going so swell. I sneeze and say, ugh, I hate sneezing. And I look for tissues. And come to my surprise, I have zero tissues in my car. And then blood starts gushing out of my nose. And I start to freak out a little bit. Abby gave me old tire receipts from my glove compartment. I hope they weren't important because they are ruined now. And I tried my best to hold the papers up to my nose so the blood would stop before we... before we got to the drive-through window. Just my luck, it didn't. I drive up to the window with blood all over my face, the inside of my car, and my clothes. And I calmly say, I need napkins, please.
Just so casual.
Imagine being the worker, just like, yeah, huh?
Like,
yeah. All of the Dairy Queen workers were so shocked. I would be too if I saw a 16-year-old girl covered in blood. I got the napkins and realized that I have to pay. So I get my card and gave it to the guy in the window and said, I don't think there's any blood on it. Everyone in the back of the Dairy Queen and Abby were cracking up, except for the window guy who looked absolutely disgusted. But it gets worse. After the worker gave me the ice cream, I drove away without my card.
Oh, she had to go back. Oh, my God.
But not far away enough just to go back around. I only drove forward 30 feet. So I decided to reverse to the same window. And get my card. And in the process of reversing, I hit the car behind me.
You're lying to me right now.
As I moved back, the car behind me had to move up. And I didn't realize that my car was inches away from the other car. And I screamed, shit, at the top of my lungs.
That is a straight up movie.
It just came out and it was a very, very loud shit. I, to end my story, would like to say that I am so sorry to the Dairy Queen workers. I promise next time I will not have blood all over me. Love you both.
They probably was like, does she have a concussion? Yeah. Like, is she okay?
Yeah. And here's the best part. She included a photo of her. with her blizzard and like tissues just up against her nose. And what's so funny to me is she's still in the driver's seat. Like if it was me and you and I had a nosebleed, I would, even in the drive-through, I would have immediately made you switch
with me
so that you had to deal with everything.
I'm dead. I can't believe she hit the car behind her. That's so good. That's so good.
It's so funny. Oh, wow. Here's the bottom of the picture.
Ew.
It's so funny.
All the tissues.
There's basically the bottom of the photo shows a bunch of bloody tissues. It's just really funny.
Rough, but, man.
Man.
That is rough.
Yeah. So good. Oh, shoot. That got me.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever get bloody noses?
No, I've actually never had a bloody nose in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, never.
I went through a season in my childhood where I got them constantly. I would get them like regularly. It was part of my like, oh, Ashley's nose is bleeding.
Yeah. Well, it's actually shocking to me because I have bad allergies. So like I was always sneezing or like, but yeah, I've never had a bloody nose.
I wouldn't be shocked if my nostrils are calloused because like they just stopped one day. Like I got them constantly.
Can you just, no. Can you just replay that sentence? You just.
I wouldn't be shocked if my nostrils were callous. Did you ever watch
like,
She's
the Man? We're talking to like thousands of people right now. Millions.
Yeah, let's say millions.
I wouldn't be shocked if my nostrils are calloused. It just was such a funny sentence.
It's probably TMI, but also I don't think it is in any way. But did you ever watch She's the Man?
I don't think that's a thing, Ash.
What?
Like, it's not like blood just comes from this one thing and, like, you could just grow a tough shell. No,
maybe they just hardened and they were like, okay.
What is they?
The my nostrils.
Then how do you breathe or have anything else come?
They're tough. You know, it is hard to breathe through my nose. I've always been a mouth breather because of my allergies.
Now I'm
wondering if I'm a mouth breather because of my callous nostrils.
I'm just thinking, like, if like a biology professor is listening, they're like, what do you think happened up there? Like,
yeah, they fixed themselves.
I'm dead. Okay.
They walled up.
Like my heart. Okay. My anyways.
God. Like my heart.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have a really funny story.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Are we going too long? Is this too much?
It is 18 minutes. We've been talking for 18
minutes. Okay, I'll save it for next time.
Save it.
I'll remember.
Okay, write it.
Oh, yeah.
Write it in a notes thing.
Perfect.
All right.
Leave y'all wanting more.
Leave y'all wanting more.
I'm going to tease it. The mystery ring.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. This is one of the stories I have to wait on now, too.
Yes.
She literally, I walked into her house, she held up a ring and was like, I need to tell you about this. And then she said, I'm going to wait for the pod. Yeah. So if you're listening and you're frustrated, so am I.
Yes. You'll get it next week. Don't worry.
Yeah, I always wonder because one time I was like complaining about like one of the podcasts I listened to, I was like, ugh, they just like go on and on in the beginning. And I just want to get to the meat of it. And sometimes I wonder if people think that about us.
They're skippers. And I don't blame them. It's nothing personal.
We should take a poll. Like, do you skip through our banter in the beginning?
Yeah.
Or do you listen to it?
Yeah. Mandy, let's take a poll. Because so one of my favorite podcasts is My Favorite Murder. And one of the things I love about them is I've fallen in love with them as people. So yeah. I really love to hear their updates in their lives because I'm invested.
Yeah.
I'm invested. When Georgia like got her dog, I was like, she went from a cat person to a dog person. And then when Karen started doing yoga, I was like so invested.
Yeah.
But if you're a new listener, you don't care.
Well,
so
and
I don't
our
hold
stuff
it against
very
people
much,
for skipping.
Yeah, our stuff is very much like sharing our personality and our life mm-hmm, stories. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I can see people.
Be honest in the poll if you think we should
be honest.
Just let us know. We can do this off the air. Yeah.
Me and Ashley won't look at results. Just Mandy.
Yeah.
So she'll
might
let hate
us know.
You. I'm just kidding.
We never will.
We'll love you. Let's get into this one. It's like it's interesting because it's a story, but also it's just kind of like a topic. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I think this is interesting.
Fun.
I'm not going to say the title because I feel like let's just get into it. Hi, Taryn and Ashley.
Hey.
First, I wanted to thank you for this podcast. I just started listening to it last month, and honestly, it helps me a lot and makes me feel like I'm hanging out with my two besties.
We are your besties.
We are your besties. My name is Juliana. She like wrote out how to pronounce it.
I love when people do that.
Yeah. But you can call me Julia. I'm writing to you about a non-personal situation.
Ooh.
Something that happened on Latin American Twitter last week has sparked my attention. She said, I'm from Costa Rica. Hi.
Ooh.
I've always wanted to go to Costa Rica.
My sister went once and brought me back salsa that to this day. I cannot find it. I put it, my dad used to make this really good, just simple grilled chicken and veggies. Like, and we would add rice and salad or whatever. I put it on everything. I put it on my salad. I put it on my rice, my veggies, my chicken. It was so good.
It's not sold here.
I want to go back and get the
just
exact
for the salsa.
One.
Yeah. Gets arrested at the border.
It was like
why
a sauce.
Do you need this
not,
much salsa?
Maybe not salsa, but it was like a sauce.
Okay.
But spicy sauce. And, oh, yeah. I think about it all the time.
I had some friends that like worked over there, like did teaching over there, mm-hmm. And all their stuff. I was always like, oh my gosh, it looks so cool. Okay. And I like how she says this, and I would like to take it as an opportunity for personal growth. And I want to know what you guys think about it.
Oh, interesting.
See,
this is
exactly what I'm talking about. Whenever we tell you guys, like, just send in whatever, like
literally
basically
anything.
Like,
I had like, a thought the other day.
Yeah. If you're like, my cousin just did this and I thought it was weird and I don't know how I feel about it. Like, mm-hmm. Love it. Okay. So, last week, a girl uploaded a photo with the following description, and this is in quotes, how can I forget the time my ex went to my house for me because I felt bored? We went to a viewpoint, he massaged my feet, and we talked about all my hookups and his current relationship at the time. Ha, ha, ha. And then she says, I'll attach the photo and the link to the original tweet. So, Ash, I'm going to send you this photo.
Did you get it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, now do you see what I mean by why my friend's going to be like, what?
Yeah.
Who is that? Okay. So, okay, now looking at the picture, which we'll have it on our stories, but if you're not listening day of, just look for our posts for this episode and you can swipe to it.
Yes.
So the caption on Twitter, and she says it's Latin American Twitter, which I don't know what that means.
Well, there's like different cultural, there's like Black Twitter, there's Latin America Twitter.
It's just like, okay.
It's for a specific culture.
But it's not like they have their own Twitter.
Or group.
It's
yeah.
just Twitter, but that's in like their culture.
I believe
okay,
so.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the picture was posted and this girl said, her caption for this picture says, how can I forget the time my ex went to my house because I felt bored? We went to a viewpoint, he massaged my feet, and we talked about all my hookups and his current relationship at the time. Ha,
so
ha.
They're exes. They're hanging out.
They're exes. She texts him, I'm bored. So he comes to her. They go up to a viewpoint. He massages her feet. And then she's telling him about her hookups. And he's talking to her about his current girlfriend.
And they're exes. And he's massaging her feet.
And talking about his current girlfriend.
And he's touching her feet.
And I'm sorry, but that photo does not look innocent.
Mm-mm, not
that
at all.
That does not look innocent. Okay.
Uh-uh. That's a flirty smile. Okay. And he's touching her feet.
Yeah. So she said, so she attached the photo in the original tweet. This tweet has generated a lot of conversation on Twitter. Well, do you want to like do your best to describe the photo? Because if sure. anyone's like, just sure, sure, listening. Sure.
So let's paint a picture. It looks like if you are the viewer, it looks like you're in the passenger seat and you have your feet up on the driver's lap
in a car.
In a car. So from the perspective, you're on the passenger side. He's in the driver's seat. He's laid back. So his seat is reclined to, let's go ahead and say, a 70 degree, 60 yes. degree recline. And he has his hand partially over his face and definitely has like a flirty smile. So like she definitely, he knew she was taking the pic.
With his eyes closed.
And he definitely, it feels slightly posed where he's like, oh, you're taking yeah. a picture of me and is kind of smiling, but like
her
smirking.
Heel is on his dananthadan.
Very much. I was just about
and
to get to the point where.
What the crap is that towel? Yeah. What is that for?
So there's, it looks like her feet are crossed on his lap. Her feet are definitely on the spot on his lap. And he's holding her foot, and there is a random white towel on the left corner of the photo, which is the center console.
Yes.
Why is there a towel?
Why? Also, like, you guys, it's so intimate.
Yeah, it's extremely intimate. It's because the bare feet just makes it very intimate.
It's very intimate. Oof. It's weird. Okay. Oof. Anyway, so that's the picture. And then with the caption, obviously he's in a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. she even says that. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, if you can text your ex, I'm bored, and they just come over.
They're not your ex.
Not
something's
a good sign.
Still going on there. For
not
sure.
A good sign.
It's not over.
Yes. So she continues. This tweet has generated a lot of conversations on Twitter. The girl who posted it says it's something natural and that all people who see it as something wrong are toxic. Some people say it's very unhealthy that these two exes can be friends, but others say that the foot rubbing is way too inappropriate because it seems like the guy had a girlfriend at that time. Mm-hmm. This picture triggered me a bit. Right now I'm single and currently working on my self-love with my therapist, but it left me thinking, should this be considered a red flag, or is that an ordinary friendship between exes? If you two took the time to read this, let me tell you, I love you the mostest. There's Ash's little catchphrase.
God, you're good.
If we had baseball cards, yours would be you smiling and it'd say, love you the mostest.
Love you the mostest.
Yeah. Random. Anyways, for further clarification, it seems that the photo was taken a few years ago and the guy complained to her because she shared that photo online. So it sounds like the girl's getting a lot of hate, so her response to everything has been, if you guys think this is, like, weird, you're toxic. Mm. The guy's not happy that she shared it because I'm sure it got him in trouble.
Well, yeah.
And then because of that, it started this huge conversation.
Yes.
Where people are arguing on the points of, like, oh, this is innocent and exes should be able to be friends like this, or no, this is inappropriate. Mm. So she's saying, what's our thoughts? Because she also was like, wait, am I supposed to feel like this is normal? Or yeah. is this a red flag? So
I think, I feel like there's lots to talk about here. I think what makes this inappropriate is him being with someone. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She didn't really go into detail into how serious the relationship was. But if he's with someone in any capacity in my head, then that feels inappropriate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. If they are exes and he wasn't with someone and this was happening, not a problem. Like,
yeah.
clearly you guys still like each other. Because in my head, this photo radiates that there's still a thing going
yeah.
on. Like, his flirty smile, the way that he's laying back, the way that her feet are on his lap, that very much, there's something going on there. There's
yeah.
electricity in the car. So nothing wrong with that, except he's with someone.
Well,
so clearly that shouldn't have been going on.
I feel like this could be it. I would respond to these two people with two questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, I would ask the guy, So did your girlfriend know you were going?
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you not? Why would she not know?
Right.
Or like, why would you feel weird about her seeing this photo if this is like so innocent?
Yeah. And is it girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, because she says relationship at the time. Okay. I don't feel like you use the word relationship.
Yeah. No, you don't. That's not in the talking phase if they're in a relationship.
She said we talked about my hookups, which that's just, I think, guys, she's like on and off, like whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then his current relationship.
Okay. Relationship.
Relationship.
That means girlfriend in my head.
So I would be like, okay, well, if you did not feel comfortable telling your girlfriend you were going to hang out with her and you would be uncomfortable with her seeing that photo, then bottom line, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Two, I would ask the girl, you knowing exactly what was going through your thought, your action, your feeling and feeding off of how he's acting, if your boyfriend was doing that with his ex, how would you feel?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I guarantee you would not be sitting there going, of course I feel it's fine. If I didn't feel it's fine, that would be toxic of me. Mm-mm. Like, absolutely. No way. Mm-mm. No way.
No.
There's no way.
No.
I would be fighting if I saw this photo of my boyfriend, or even if I knew, if I was like, oh, where were you right now? And he was like, oh, my ex called and she was bored, so I went and hung out with her. I'd be like, and bye.
And bye.
Now I'm your ex.
Yeah, no,
I'll call you when I'm bored.
Now you have a couple exes.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And even like, I wish I could just, we'll post it. So if you're currently listening to this, go to our Instagram so you can like see the photo. I mean, it looks like he's stroking her foot.
No, it's.
It's very sexual looking.
Can you
with the
imagine?
Way the feet are there. It's weird.
Think about any of your guy friends.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And they're not gay because that's different.
Yeah. Let's get that out of the.
Can you imagine sitting? First of all, just sitting with them alone in their car and having your feet on them like that.
Yeah.
And them rubbing your feet while you're talking. You cannot. You cannot tell me. That is an innocent, it feels just like a friendship action.
So,
and I don't think that makes me or anyone who doesn't agree with this insecure. So I want to like harp on that for a second because I feel like you're questioning yourself like, wait, is this normal? No, I don't feel like that's normal behavior.
I don't feel like that's normal. And I think
when you're in a relationship, like you said, which is the big factor.
Correct. I think the whole thing that changes everything here is he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
If they were just friends. And she asked for a foot rub or he volunteered to give her a foot rub. Sure, fine. That feels a little intimate, but like, sure, fine. You're not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
And you guys might like each other. Maybe you don't. Who knows? But like, that's fine. He's in a relationship. That's very
it's
intimate.
It's so different. Yeah.
And just like, don't even think of it as, oh, like I just threw my feet up on his lap. Like, think it's a massage. And a massage is very intimate. And asking your ex who is in a relationship with someone to touch you in that way is still like it might.
No, they're no, both
they're
guilty
not hooking
parties.
Up, yeah. But like it's still very intimate. And honestly, in my opinion, too intimate.
Yeah.
For someone who's in a relationship.
Well, because like
I'm just thinking of my boyfriend saying that to me, like, oh, my ex.
If you didn't invite him, I would
and
for
he
you.
Ran over yeah. and she threw her feet up on there and he just started massaging. No, I would like no, like it's not even an
no.
It's not even in the cards
no.
for me.
No,
so like I'm just trying to picture what this guy would tell his girlfriend.
Yeah,
and how that passed or like didn't you know like
no. No, yeah. I mean, I only have like one official ex, right? But I had like guys that I was like kind of dating or like had flings with or whatever before. When me and my ex broke up, I ended up like hooking up with one of. Like a guy I had talked to before my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because it was just like we were so comfortable with each other because like we had known each other for years. Like we had kissed before. So it like it just was
kinda
one
just
of those like we were all hanging out.
Easily.
And it was kind of just like a funny like whatever. And so I get that. Like if you've had chemistry with someone, it's easy to just fall back into that role.
Mm-hmm.
But the massive difference is like if you're in a relationship, that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I think like I feel like that girl is trying to stick on this. Oh, I think people get on this whole like, oh, we're, you know, it's current culture. Like you be secure and people can be friends with whoever they want and you have to trust them and whatever. But it's like, no. If you're in a committed relationship and if that other person in that relationship is not comfortable with something you're doing, then it's not okay. So it's just like there's too many factors here that yeah. make this weird.
And obviously we don't know the extent of this relationship or how long they've been in a relationship or what the rules in that relationship in were. But I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone in my close circle, in my furthest circle who would be okay with that.
No. Well, and the guy obviously got mad at her for posting. So he obviously was like yep. not feeling the same yeah. that it was like toxic for people to be getting mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Wow. Yeah. No, I would be in jail
if you after have, this photo if that if was my relationship. If you have any questions or like have been wondering anything like remotely close to that, please submit a story
yeah.
like that because that was really fun.
No, it was so fun.
That's so interesting.
I think too like – the bottom line is, you know, when I was in a relationship, I remember there was like this one interaction I had with a guy where it wasn't even like I was being sketchy, but I could feel myself like feeding off of this guy flirting with me.
Mm-hmm. Like getting something from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously at that time, there was a deeper issue of me feeling like not connected with like my boyfriend at the time and like all this stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. But I always try to live my life in a way that I'm like, if I would be uncomfortable with you being right next to me, then like I'm not interacting in a way that is appropriate. Like yeah. I feel like that's an easy bottom line thing. Like yeah. if the way I'm texting this guy, if my boyfriend were to read it and be like, what, like that's weird, or yeah. if like he was in a room and saw me interacting with people in a certain way and I wouldn't do it if he was there, then I feel like that's when you know, then I probably shouldn't be doing it. If I would be aware enough to be like, oh, like I need to be careful how I'm acting because my boyfriend's there,
yeah,
then I shouldn't be doing yeah. it when he's not there.
Like, I think it's just very line. Interesting people that, you know, I think it's just interesting how people can so easily be unaware or just not self-aware of like what's going on and how that might affect
yeah.
somebody. And even her, like, what it felt like to her by her saying you're toxic is thinking, it felt like she was fighting for, like, guys and girls can't be friends.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. But it's like.
Also, though.
But he's in a relationship. It has nothing to do with friendship. This is about him being in a relationship
yeah.
and you being that intimate in a car. It's just,
but also, like, for her to say, like, her to go out of her way to, like, type out, oh, and his current relationship at the time, yeah. haha.
Almost like, feels like her wanting
she's trying
to
start
know.
Stuff. And yeah. then I think people's harsh response towards her, now she's on the defense of like, oh my gosh, guys, grow up. It's normal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it does, oof. like why go out of the way? Why couldn't you just said like, oh, just talking about life? Like, why did you mm-hmm. have to specify relationship yep. on his end?
Yeah.
That just seems like you wanted her to see or you wanted his yeah. friends to see or something. Yeah.
Wow. I love stuff like this. And it's just proof. You got to be careful what you put out on the internet because yeah. she probably had no idea she was going to spark an entire
conversation,
an entire thing that now us two random like
yeah,
white girls over here in America
just
are talking about it.
Anthologizing it. Is that a word? Felt like it. Just breaking down like the,
oh, yeah.
the
analyzing.
Human, analyzing.
Like,
yeah. yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very, very interesting.
No, yeah. T. But yeah, sorry. But anonymous, don't stress about it. Don't feel weird for feeling like it's uncomfortable because it is.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, going ahead and getting into my story. This one is titled Bougie Bachelorette Trip Dilemma. And let me just tell you, I've never related to anything more in my life.
Oh.
Hi, ladies. First off, I would like to remain anonymous on the off chance that my friends listen in. I hope that that's okay. Let me do my due diligence, like most others, and tell you that I love you and your podcast so much. Y'all get me through all of my work drives. I commute 35 minutes each way, which is a lot where I'm from, and your shows help me so much. I feel like I said shows weird.
Shows.
Your shows help me so much. I started with your spooky series and was hooked. Now I wait for new episodes every week. Y'all are truly awesome. Now, onto my problem. Ooh. Well, thanks for the hype up.
Give it to us.
And we're happy to help you through your commutes. That's what we're here for. All right. She writes, I am getting married towards the end of this year. Of course, that's not the problem. Yay for love and my fiance. The problem is that my friends' lives have all aligned to match with my wedding timeline, give or take a few months.
Uh-oh.
I have never been in a wedding before. And between 2022 and 2023, I will have been in three of them. That is a big yikes for my wallet since I am only 26 and not super well established into my career yet. I accept my place in life, but I have aligned with some friends that are further along in life by a few years and make a decent amount more money than I do. That is never a problem, and they never make me feel bad about it, but it's becoming a problem for one of the weddings coming up.
Uh-oh.
Recently, the bride invited all of the ladies in the bridal party to meet and mingle. It was a lot of fun, but again, the problem arose where all of the ladies are further along in life than I am and established with their families and have nice jobs. One bridesmaid mentioned a destination bachelorette, like an island vacation, some sort of deal. I looked around hoping someone would be opposed, or at least the bride-to-be would say it would be too much, but everyone thought the idea was amazing. As a future bride myself, I would never want my bridal party to put themselves in a place where they had to spend so much money on a bachelorette party for me. The trip is looking to be $500 plus just for the plane tickets. And that does not include the accommodations and the food, etc. I can easily see the trip adding up to $1,500 plus. Again, big yikes for my wallet. Money is a huge stressor for me and always has been. I have never been super financially secure and have been working hard with my fiance and therapist. She puts in parentheses, yay for mental health help.
Yep.
To get myself to a more comfortable place. The bride-to-be is in my wedding and one of her bridesmaids is also in my wedding. I was also in the bridesmaid's wedding. So you can see where this is going. There's a lot of ties here. I feel that they are both going to spare no expense for my festivities because they have the money to do so. So I feel guilty not being able to do the same for this bride-to-be. I am not paying for my wedding, thankfully, but I do have to pay for portions of it to help my mom. So my fiance and I are already saving monthly to prep for it. I'm not trying to go into debt for a trip that I cannot afford. I could go on and on because I'm a talker, but I have typed enough. What do you ladies think? Should I sit this one out and not be in the wedding at all? Do I make all of the other bridesmaids go on a lesser trip just because of my wallet? Or do I suck it up and slap it on the credit card just so that I'm able to go? Input is very much appreciated because your girl is stressed. Thank you so much for the help. Have an amazing week. And we're not going to say her name because she said... anonymous,
and we will respect your wishes.
We will respect those wishes. I've talked to so many people. It is wedding season. I think COVID is still catching up to us in that, like, weddings that were pushed are happening. Like, I just went on a wedding that was supposed to be on in 2020, and like, I'm not kidding, I've been invited to 6 weddings this year.
Yep.
And a lot of them are destination. And your girl's trying to save. Like, this year was supposed to be my year of savings. I was going to, like, invest and try to build, you know, a financially stable ground for myself. And then I got hit with wedding after wedding after wedding. And I want to be very clear. I'm so happy for my friends that are getting married.
No, I'm going.
But is this going to be a huge hit on my finances? Yes. Mm-hmm. I just went to South Africa. We're supposed to go to Italy in May. And I'm supposed to go to Aspen later in the fall. And then there's another one, you know, like, and two other ones. So, like, how? How?
Yeah.
How are we supposed to do all of this?
Yeah.
It's scary and it's crazy. And you're not alone is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But this is a sticky situation.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. I've been in so many weddings.
Taryn is 27 dresses.
I am waiting for my, what's that actor's name?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name either.
But Taryn has not, she's been in multiple weddings. So many weddings. In it. A part of it. Planning it.
And you know what? Like, it is so hard because it is so expensive. Because, mm-hmm. and it's funny because it's gotten worse the older I've gotten. Mm. So, you know, before it was like the dresses were expensive, but it was like they still were maybe like $60. Like, I've been in some weddings where they tell you exactly what dress to get and you're like, oh my God, okay. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you know, we just went on a bachelorette party in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So much money.
Yeah.
And it is hard because when you say yes to a wedding, there is this sense of you are saying yes to what comes with being in a bridal party. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are certain factors that I do think trump, like, being at everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially the older you get, I cannot imagine if a friend came to me and said, hey, I am financially struggling and I don't think I can afford to go to your bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine actually being, like, upset at that. I might be sad because I want you there. Mm-hmm. Or I might be like, hey, like, what if we, you know, you just bunk in my room and, like, you don't have to pay me for it. Or I might try to, like, figure out things. But I can't imagine actually looking at someone
yeah.
and saying that they're selfish or whatever.
A true friend.
A true friend.
And that's what I took away. I'm glad you said that because that's what I took away from this story. You guys are all in each other's weddings. In my head, that means y'all are close.
Yeah, you're close.
You guys are super close. Yeah. And you also have a wedding to plan for. It's not like you are like, oh, that's too expensive. I don't want to do it.
Or like you're like, yeah, I can't go. And then you go on a trip to Paris.
Yeah,
like just
it has
you
nothing
and
to do with that. You yeah. also have something big that you're saving up for.
Yeah.
And I think any true friend would be like, hey, I hear you. I understand yep. you. I'm sad. Don't worry about it. We'll FaceTime you while we're out in,
yeah.
I don't know, Tulum, having a good time. Like, we'll be sure to, like, send you photos. But I totally get it.
And I think it just takes that intentional conversation of sitting and saying, hey, I just want to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm so honored and so excited to be a part of your day. But at this moment, I don't think I can go to the bachelorette party. And I just want you to know that. And yeah. I want you to know I still want to be involved and, like, be a part of everything else. But, like, I just can't afford to go. Mm-hmm. And maybe you get, like, a really fun gift put together and you send it with another friend so, like, they can open it there so you yeah. still feel like you're part of it. There's lots of ways you can make up for that.
Yeah, like, but let's say the wedding's in Tulum. Like I said, I don't know why I said Tulum, but it's in my head. What if you got her, like, something to wear or, like, an accessory yeah. to wear or, like, a fun sash or something yeah. fun where she could wear it the entire time and think of you?
Yeah.
Like, you can make her feel special without being there.
Absolutely. Or Venmo her, like, if you know they're going out, Venmo her, like, $15 and be like, hey, like, first shots on me, like, yeah. wish I was there. That's, I love you.
There's
like,
so many cool ways, so like, much. Venmo. Taryn yeah. once sent me just a random, like, coffee on me Venmo, and I remember being, like, thinking that was the cutest thing, and it made my whole yeah. day. And there's so many ways where you can be there for someone. Even our friend's wedding that we're going to in Italy in May, one of our friends had to back out, and she was scared to tell her.
Yeah.
And she is also in another wedding around the same time and actually in it. And she just called her, and I listened to the whole thing because she was at my house and she put it on speaker. And she was like, I'm heartbroken, but I can't go. I can't swing both. And I'm actually in this one. and I'm going to have to pass on this. And the bride was just like, oh, that breaks my heart. But like, I totally get it. I'm so sorry. Like, I know it's a lot. I'm asking a lot. And she's very self-aware of what she's asking people to do. Flying to Italy, having to get hotels. Like, that's expensive.
Yeah.
So I think a true friend would sit there and be like, hey, I see you. I understand. Don't worry about it. Please still come to the wedding. You know, like, you can still go.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a bummer, but it's not life altering.
No, no.
It's not that big of a deal.
And like, I don't think, like, because she mentioned a few options. Like, obviously, I don't think, like, you need to ask them to change the plans. I don't think, I would make it just totally about, like, hey, I am so excited for you. I think the trip sounds so fun. Like, I really genuinely wish I could go. But just at this point, I financially, like, I just don't think I can do it. And just leave it at that. And if, like Ash said, and like I said, like, if she's a true friend, she's going to be like, no, like, don't worry. Like, I totally get it, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's, wedding stuff always brings up, like, the stickiest situations.
I think the rule is, the bride should do whatever she wants to do. And if the bride wants to go somewhere, awesome. Then if you can't fit into that, don't make it about you. Don't make the whole group change something. Unless they genuinely asked your opinion and really wanted you there, or the bride really wanted you there, then you could be like, hey, it's a little tough. I don't think I can do that. But like, don't alter everything. Just be like, pull her aside and be like, hey, I can't make it.
Yeah.
For money reasons. Wish I could. I'd love to take you to dinner. Or go out for drinks to celebrate, like, just us.
Yeah, or, like, when you get back, like, let's have dinner and I want to hear all about it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this huge thing.
Yeah.
And I understand why it feels like a big thing, but it's really not. It's so normal. So many people are struggling with it. Me right now.
Yeah, no, seriously. Seriously. Yeah.
You're not alone. Weddings are hard.
Weddings are hard. Weddings are definitely hard. But, no, I think it's just... I think don't tiptoe and don't wait, like, right away.
Just say, be vulnerable. Show her how bummed you are. Let her know that this has nothing to do with anything else other than you just can't swing it.
Yeah.
And that's life.
Agreed.
I love when we agree.
We always agree. I mean, we don't always. We don't always, but we don't ever, like, harshly disagree.
True. Very true. Cool. So do we both need to be here or?
I mean, honestly. We tag team.
So should we end it with a dad joke?
Duh. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Harry Potter can't tell the difference between his cooking pot and his best friend. They're both cauldron.
Get it?
Yeah. No, you don't.
Cauldron.
You don't get it.
I don't get it. His cooking pot.
I know.
Called Ron. I got it. Called Ron.
I know you so well. I know you're like, when we're in groups and someone will be like, oh, you've like heard of this band, right? And I'll just be like, yeah. And I'll see her face. I'm like, she has no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I love how I said, do you get it? And you said,
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Me. Uh-huh. It's also when I'm not doing fine and people are like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm not fine.
She's not fine.
If you speak Ashley, I'm not fine.
She's not fine.
We're not fine.
I speak Ashley.
Guys, you made it to the dad joke. You already know. Did. We love you the most, sis.
Yep.
Follow us on socials. We have merch online. You can buy yourself some Unsolicited Advice merch.
Yep.
Follow us on Instagram. Send in any stories that you have. I feel like I say this constantly, but it could literally be anything. It could be your something that happened between you and your sibling. It could be something that happened, like this girl seeing an image on Instagram or Twitter and like having questions about it. It could literally be anything. Take the time to write it in because we live for this stuff. And obviously so do the rest of the listeners. So don't hold back.
Yep. We love you guys so much.
We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk. Talk. Sound like a little... 12-year-old girl.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.